On tonight's Real Housewives of New Jersey, family unites to say goodbye to Joe and to ride a bull. It's Season 7, Episode 14, The Importance of Being Family, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. And there's a panel of three here to talk about tonight's episode. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Introduce yourselves.
Hey, guys, it's Megan. Hi, Fern. Fern is in Florida, yes, enjoying some family time. She went to a wedding and hanging out with her in-laws. Just want to say, hey, Fern, we miss you. And I'm Megan Stecker, and you guys can follow me on Twitter at Megan Stecker.
Hi, I'm Annabelle, and you can find me at my podcast, Adderall and Compliments.
And here we are, 14 episodes in.
Oh, my God.
In a way, it feels like we kind of just started the show together. But at the same time, this seems like the longest season ever, too. It does. How do you feel? I feel like we kind of just got into the groove of doing it maybe together. But the actual season, I'm just wondering where we're... I feel like there's a lot more to come, you know, because there hasn't been much. But I don't think it's coming.
It's weird. It's like once I complete an episode, I'm like, like I'm falling into like the very slow pace that it's going and it feels comfortable and familiar and I like the family vibe they're using this year. And then I don't know how much later it is that I'm like, ugh, this show is going so slow. What a slog. I'm doing 10 other things while I'm watching it.
Well, that's the key.
You know, there's not enough action to keep me so focused and invested. But it's kind of like I look back at it like, oh, this is kind of like a yesteryear gone by season, kind of like slower and a little more exposition maybe. And I don't know. It's actually a lot of cutting room floor footage and I'm trying to paint it rosy.
Not actually rosy. that's an even sadder filter. Every episode, it feels I'm like, oh, it's to the end. And I look on the... Like, I look on Clicker, I'm like, oh, there's still 45 minutes left? Like, every...
The first 11 minutes are rough.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really feel like it just should have been, like, three episodes. We should have had the opening, you know, the first episode with Teresa getting out of jail. That was fine. The second episode should have been, like, the Vermont, you know, disaster all put together in one episode. And then starting off with this is the third. Like, those were the only things that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only episodes that we really needed.
Right.
To be honest.
I keep waiting for something, and I don't know what it is I'm waiting for, but I'm waiting for there to be a twist or for someone to get an argument or for someone to care about something else. I think
we're waiting even more than Joe is in prison. Like, I think his time is passing faster than the audience being like, when's something going to happen?
At least he gets to work out. We have to say we're eating the little girl.
What do you guys think the vibe was producer-wise when they were trying to produce the season? Like, do you think that they were crapping their pants like, oh my God, we're getting nothing?
You know, I don't, only because this is like the third, again, another 2011 flashback on this episode. There hasn't been any rising action on the show in years. Mm-hmm. So I think the producers, this is the show. I think that, honestly, I think this is it. Unless if, like, Danielle Staub lights a fire and runs into a room, I feel like this is it. So I think that this is just what the network is expecting, and I don't think it's going to improve. I think that this is, and some people do enjoy it. I mean, the show, it rates, you know, so it's just, this is this version of the Housewives. You know, this is just kind of the makeup of it, whether you love it or not.
Yeah. I think why I'm of two minds right now is I watched the show last night and I had a few cocktails. It's like my Sunday night is my Friday night, if you will, with my work schedule. And I was like having a few cocktails and just relaxing on the couch and like cue it up on the DVR. And I'm like, oh, that was sweet and sad. And like, I was like feeling the vibes for Joe. And then today I'm watching Marathon of Bravo stuff as I'm cleaning and doing laundry and doing some other projects around the house. And it's like Vanderpump Rules vintage. And then watching their reunions and watching their, Uncensored show and watching Beverly Hills, like, let's deep dive into season one Uncensored. And it just was so like, oh God, like that's what I want out of New Jersey, but it's not that show.
Yeah.
At least this year.
Mm-hmm. And well, at least it's not Below Deck. So, you know, there's
always
a silver lining.
Yes. I don't know anyone that watches Below Deck.
Ugh. How is it constantly playing.
They always have marathons of it.
On and constantly.
Stassi and I talked about this, and it drove. Did you know that they nominated Bravo submitted Below Deck for an Emmy?
And they had a like a huge like season premiere party when Southern Charm was starting this past season.
Did Southern Charm get that?
No. And like some of the cast members were there. From Southern Charm at the stupid Below Deck party.
Well, they gotta take what they can get, I guess.
Yeah. I call it Below Me because
that's Below Deck. Yeah, no, not to that. I did watch that one show they had about like the ski lift. Like,
oh, Après Ski.
Après Ski.
A poor man's Below Deck.
That got like a 0.21. Like literally, it was like me.
Did they finish and, like, airing it?
They did, but they burned them off.
Yeah, it just kind of like, doubled like up. Peter, yeah. Like, because nobody.
Yeah.
Mm. Bring back Princesses of Long Island.
They need to do some work some on all this stuff. Yeah.
Well,
was Princess of Malibu on Bravo? Was that
no? I think that was maybe on Fox.
Fox. Mm.
No. And I just remember
maybe they should buy the rights. That might rate better than some other.
I just remember that was the first time I saw David Foster because he was Brody and Brandon's stepdad for a while.
At the time,
and
yeah.
I just remember him being such a prick because I didn't know who he was. But he was mad that he's like, they always leave the lights on. So he went around this giant mansion unscrewing every light bulb. And I was like, how cheap are you, David Foster? Like,
oh my God, I'm just putting everything together. I had no idea.
Andre Bocelli doesn't know if it's dark or not. You know, like your best friend, like just fucking leave the lights on. How cheap are you?
And I was pulling good ones.
I like it. I like it.
He's always with Andre Bocelli in the five tenor.
David Foster's really had a good career as a temporary stepdad to some really famous people.
He's gotten some camera time, whether he likes it or not.
Hmm. Anyway.
Anyway.
Those are our two cents.
Yes. Well, the Giudice family had a moment at Magnolia Bakery, which I feel like we've been there like
good
a
plug.
Times
what is Magnolia Bakery?
It's a New like, York.
Well, no, I know, but I'm like, what are they paying?
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't get the significance either. It was like.
You were on the Sex and the City tour. You got enough business going on.
Yeah, but interesting that they would host that as a shoe.
This episode was sad.
It was sad in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, more than one. Yeah, no, but it was. I mean, from the beginning to the end. Meanwhile, we'll talk about Ashley. Ashley wants a natural birth. And Jacqueline is upset that she couldn't celebrate the news of the pregnancy with her friends, including Teresa. And Ashley was like, well, they have a lot going on. Like, they're busy, meaning, like, they're created a huge mess for themselves. Ashley isn't cutting Teresa any slack in any of these moments in this season.
I was actually shocked that Jacqueline didn't say anything rude at all about Teresa this whole episode. And in this scene with Ashley, she really had the opportunity to because Ashley put it out there on the table. And Jacqueline said, well, Joe and Teresa will just get through it. You know, because Ashley said, like, oh, they're paying for it. Like, they did something really wrong, and now they're paying.
What are we paying for? What did the audience do to deserve so many Ashley scenes? And does anybody notice every time Ashley is on the screen, they do the same flashback to Jacqueline being, to Jacqueline always says, like, oh, we're in a different relationship spot now.
Yeah.
Flashback to 2011, of course, black and white, sepia tone, of Jacqueline being like, you don't appreciate anything I do for you. We've seen the same flashback 20 times already. I'm like,
and
we get it.
2011.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, and Ashley's like, I want a natural birth. I'm like, nothing about you is natural. You are 98% plastic. Or like, let's choose the birth to be natural. I'm like, I love that Jacqueline just chooses every moment to make it about her. When I'm just like, I even wrote down, can anybody in like 140 characters, can anybody tweet what Jacqueline's problem is with Teresa? Because there is none. She's just... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That deck scene. That's it. That's the only thing I can think of. I can't pinpoint anything. I feel like if Fern was here, she'd have a great lawyer, diplomatic answer. But I can't pinpoint exactly what it is.
There's a lot of emotion going on in Jacqueline's head, but I'm like, what?
I think also these shows have come so far along and it's been so many seasons that there's so much off-camera politics and BS going on. These women do these terrible things to each other as on camera that they've planned off-camera. And there's all these conversations that go on over cell phone and off-camera in person. And we don't get to see any of it. So all this hatred for each other, happens and we're so confused as a viewer and the producers leave out why they're actually mad at each other because it all happened off camera. So I think that's a lot of my issues with Beverly Hills and now with New Jersey. It's like we're so confused.
A lot of it has to do also with money and how much they're making. Now, I don't think that's the situation in this case, but that's another thing they leave out, you know, because they're not going to talk about the women's salaries. Andy's not going to break that fourth wall and ask them, you know, well, you have a huge issue because, you know, I know over on Atlanta, Kenya's always trying to be the top dog over there. Like, there's always something going on, and that, breeds a lot of contempt behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It's happened on a lot of these shows. I know that was a huge factor over on Mob Wives, and they never put that out there. They waited till the show was over, the women did their press, and then they talked about how people went behind each other's backs to try to get more money. And so that's why they didn't like each other on the show, but they couldn't say that. So it was just like getting in huge fights for no reason.
Yeah. Well, they do admit that Envy's bringing in no money. Because we still the online sales, zero. And I just love that that's the answer that they give. They're honest about it. And they're like, oh, online sales are a little slow. And I'm like, that is the most positive way to put that you have had zero sales. Yes. Like, oh, things are a little slow this week. Or things are like a little non-existent. Like
maybe because their social media manager's only posting once a day.
That third tier gay, I have no room for.
Yes.
Listen, where are the fun gays? Like on New Jersey, Atlanta, every city has one. Except for New Jersey, and they are in desperate need. Fly Greg Bennett out. Give him all the salaries. They need a fun gay to come in and do it. There's no hairdresser. The only one we have is that sad assistant that you point out only breathes through his mouth.
Yes.
And his problem was that he had an Instagram.
That was the problem. That he was upset that someone in the store posted that we never saw before.
The poor sales girl.
Yeah, posted a selfie in an outfit. And so we devoted 5 minutes to this.
Obviously, I think this was a very planned and set up and silly scene. But the fact that he was the star of it, I was like, okay. Okay. This is how bad it's gotten.
I wanted to Melissa's see because he was like, I went on the Instagram and there was a selfie of you. Nobody wants to see that. And I was like, I want to see the selfie. How bad is it that this is, like, causing such a problem? And Melissa had to, like, defend herself to her employee. And she's like, no, I told her to do that because we need to be posting more of the clothes so people, you know, see the dresses, see the inventory we have, and go to the website, which clearly, you know, clearly they need more selfies because nobody's going to that website. And he's like, well, I don't think people want to see that. And he's like, what do you think? And he's asking, like, other people. And this is like, I'm your boss. Like, I'm the look he gave her.
He had a bad attitude in that scene.
The look he gave her was like, she wanted him to come up with the next Instagram. Like, listen, you need to come up with the next hot app, and I need you to design it by the time I come back from lunch. Like, that was the look of, like, hatred and confusion of, like, I don't have time for this.
I couldn't, because it was all very bad acting to me, that whole scene.
Okay. Well.
I was not buying what they were selling. And
nobody's buying what they're selling.
Exactly. Yeah. Although I do think the airing of the show has really helped bump up their Instagram numbers. They are at over 69,000 followers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think Envy is actually selling things now that the show is airing, but...
Well, I did love that Melissa made sure she wore that Envy hat when Joe walked out for the paparazzi.
How tasteless. Yeah. How tasteless. I cannot.
Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that they bought these followers, but I looked into this. It's actually very easy. So for $80, for like, you know, if you're a business and you put down $80, what's that?
Oh, and to then, buy followers? Oh, my God. I bought my dad 200 Twitter followers for literally $3.
Oh.
He, like, it, like, made his life. Because he thinks that they're all real.
Oh.
Yeah. So don't tell.
But if you go and look at the followers, who are they? What are they, like, businesses or, like, randoms? Like, what is it? Who's following
How does that work?
Oh, I think they're just, like, a lot of bots and, you know.
Like, fake account.
Yeah, and my dad doesn't even know how to check his replies. He just likes to see the numbers. So, yeah, he's, he'll never...
I don't know. I just like, you know, if you're a business and you're really, you know, it's so she said it's so important. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's an investment now. It is. Mm-hmm. So I don't know for sure, but, you know, would anything surprise you at this point with anything
no,
like
oh,
that? Especially
no,
social
not
media
with her.
Fudging numbers.
Yeah.
All right, so what else can we say? Siggy wants to put a focus on her family. She's been so hard on her kids, but her own parents say that they don't give her the time of day, or she doesn't give them the time of day.
Mm-hmm. She is so hard on her kids, and her kids look like great kids. They normal. Both get great. They both look great. They're very clean cut. They're like the managers of Hot Topic, like with like mm-hmm. eyeliner, like smudged down their face, and like crazy tattoo. Like they seem like really good kids, and she's on them so much. Where even the scene. Where the son's like, oh, you know, you've always been against dogs, and then we got one, and you're obsessed with it. And she goes, because the dog's the only one who gives me enough attention. And then he, like, looks at his phone, and she goes, see, like, Sammy the dog would never do that. I was like, yeah, because it's a dog. Like, that's the only reason, like, because the dog can't text that she's, like, into it. I'm just like...
This is why you have a dog and not children. I'm a dog mom.
Yeah.
So yeah. Much better than kids.
But just, like, as a relationship expert, like, she has no idea, like... She's well, literally...
Look, right. This is, and I don't think the love would be enough. I don't think the kids will ever be enough for her.
No.
First of all, they're teenagers. Of course they don't want to spend any time with you, Siggy. Why don't you talk to every other woman who's ever been a mother on the entire effing planet? Number one. Number two, I couldn't have cared less about the scene except for two things. The fact that she went to Cherry Hill West High School... Shout out Cherry Hill. And her home decor. Like, I couldn't get over it. Like, I just... I love her home decor versus...
Oh, yeah, the Hermes tray.
The Hermes tray? I mean, and the tortoiseshell candles. And
yeah, her house is decorated beautifully. And not,
it's a nice house.
And I love seeing a different color pattern than brown. Brown and leopard is the only color scheme that... apparently that any decorator, well, they don't have decorators, that any of the Jersey Housewives
I
go for.
I feel like Teresa's foyer looks like Caesar's Palace or something. Like it's
urns, I've
so
never
cold.
Seen.
It's very
urns.
Cold.
Everything's like this gaudy, draped in like painted fake golds and brown and yellow. Everything's brown and yellow. All those dark
Yeah, it
cabinets.
Makes like the yeah. Shahs of Sunset houses like look subtle. Like...
Yes. Well, let's... I want to talk about Siggy real quick, too. She was talking about how she left her family in Israel. She took a flight out from Tel Aviv, never really told her father that she wasn't coming back. And what was it, 8 years she
eight
spent
years.
On her
eight
own?
Years.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't fly multiple countries far away. But, I mean, that's a big move to make, especially to be, like, literally show up with nothing and have to make something. But I have a tremendous respect for that. I like that. Why are we learning this about her now?
I know.
It makes her so multidimensional, and I have nothing against her, and I want to learn more, and like I like her even more than I did.
Right. I thought it was interesting in her saying she went to Cherry Hill High School. That is right over the bridge from Philadelphia, and it is South Jersey. And anybody who really knows Jersey, it's like Jersey's divided into different worlds. And the people from northern half of Jersey like would dare never say they were from the south half of Jersey. And vice versa. I think it's kind of like one side thinks the other is snobby, the one side thinks the other is trashy, that kind of a thing. Oh. So the fact
I'm from Florida, so we all know every area is trashy, so we don't have that problem.
So I think that the fact that she now is a North Jersey woman and has, you know, an ex-husband that probably resides in the city, from what I can guess, if he doesn't. They must live close enough to it. You know, and her husband and her reside in North Jersey. I would love to let's fill in those 8 years and see what she did with her life and what was going on before she was Siggy Flicker, the relationship expert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need to see more from her. There's such unexplored territory.
Right. Like maybe that's why she's so overprotective of kids, because she's like, they could be leaving. They could not come back for 8 years. I didn't tell my dad. What if they don't tell? He says he's going to the grocery store, but what if he isn't.
Maybe. You never know.
She's such a breath of fresh air, and it's a shame they aren't doing more with her. Right. I realize she wants to stick with her brand and doesn't want to go out on a limb and do some crazy storyline, but they're not doing enough with her.
And I love her. I think she's beautiful. She needs her own show and not in a Real Housewives form.
Agree.
True.
I
because
agree.
She's not
because
willing
it's
to go
not
there
like
with the
she
drama.
Needs like a Patty Stanger esque show.
Yes. Standing
because Housewives is not working. Like we all love her. And she deserves her own show, but it's not this format because she's way too classy. She has PTSD anytime she's even in the same room as drama. Mm-hmm. Like, this doesn't fit her.
It doesn't. Right.
It was probably a play for her, like a move for her to say, like, I'll give it a shot on The Housewives. It'll give me lots of eyeballs on my brand that have never seen me before. And if I don't want to do it again, I don't have to. And I'll come out looking pretty squeaky clean on the other end. And maybe I'll get some offers. Like, I just think it was for her to expand her fame and her brand.
Yeah, she can add Real Housewives to her resume.
Yeah, and she had no designs on getting involved in any of this table flipping situation.
I mean, it seems like production has totally abandoned Dolores.
We're not seeing Frankie? They are not doing themselves any favors. They need way more Frankie.
I was really hoping at Joe's going away party when I saw the mechanical bull, I was like, Frankie's going to come out. Nope. Wow. Every child in Jersey was at that party sans Frankie. Why?
Yeah, why were there so many kids at that party?
It didn't look like an adult going away to prison party. I mean, I've never been to a party, so I'm not sure like what that theme, what the decorations would be for that. But it looked like a great time, and it looked like almost like a kid's birthday party or like a graduation party.
Right.
It looked really fun.
It looked like everyone was having a great time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joe and Teresa.
I wouldn't want to be at any party like that.
Joe and Teresa rode the bull, you know, together at the same time. And, like, Teresa couldn't jump up on the bull. And it's like that's why that's why I've never ridden one. Because I'm like, I'm not going to be able to jump up on it. It's going to be really embarrassing. Yeah. So, like, they had to come out and, like, help her on there. But it was, I really liked Joe this episode. I thought he was really endearing this episode. And you could really see that he actually does care about the kids. And, like, him and Melania's relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I do have a heart under this implant, contrary to popular belief and online comments, which I do not read, by the way, so keep writing, like, whatever. It really got to me. That was very sad.
Yeah, I think I got really choked up when Joey, the nephew, was hugging him so tight at the party.
Yeah,
that was interesting. Like, it surprised Melissa, and that's when I was like, oh, my God, this is really sad, and, like, Grant, I know when we were watching, you were like, ugh, this is not something to celebrate. Celebrate when he gets out. I remember thinking, watching it last night upon first viewing, like, you know what? This is a great idea. Because instead of being so sad and frightened leading up to going in, let's just have a big party. And that's your way you'll remember everybody. Like, while you're in there and thinking of things and people, like, that can be your last great memory before you went in, of all those people.
I love that they showed the... I had no idea that Teresa and him had, like, been together for so long. Like, when they showed the video of them dancing 16th. At her sweet 16. Yes.
And that his father was at the hospital when she was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she was like, I mean, I don't know. I've never been away from you. I've never been away from you for this long. Like, what am I going to do?
16 years.
And he just goes... You were just away from me.
Like, just... I laughed so hard out loud when he said that.
Funny and
typical
true.
Joe.
Yes.
Typical Joe.
What are you going to do?
I like that moment when they like. I like anything full circle like that. Like it makes sense that they're, you know, that they're in each other's lives. It's also very kind of old school in its own way. That's something that, you know, someone like my grandmother's generation could relate to. You know, like family friends, like you grew up in the same neighborhood. Like that is just so different than life now.
Oh, yeah.
I just looked like so the different. Man who's going to jail, like the father of four, who's about to go to jail for. Okay. This annoys me when when mothers do it and they like when they're like 41 months or like my kid's 40 like
he's 18 months now
and I'm just like why don't you just say the age like why don't you just like he's 53 months but it's like 41 why don't we just say like the years or is that
it's over 3 years but I don't know why we have to say
or
41
months is that in their mind they think it sounds shorter
maybe. Probably it's a little less extreme than counting years. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But let's talk about the Donald Trump of New Jersey. Richie showed up in this episode.
Garbage person.
And just, like, the worst. I mean, wanting to have a foursome.
If you didn't hate him before, feel free to hate him now. Yeah. He's a disgusting human being.
He looks like he bathes in olive oil. He is the shiniest person I've ever seen. Like, if you just touch him, like, your hand would just slip down. Like, he looks so wet.
Snake oil salesman.
Even Rosie even said it. What did she say about Joe? She said it doesn't matter anymore, and neither do these three. They do not matter to this show. And problem is goes back to production with this. And I put this on, I think it was on Twitter or something, but I was like, the problem with this show is production, and I really am upset about it because it's like there's no effort to any of this. It's like, now we're going to cart these people out, and they're going to bowl, and there's nothing more boring than watch someone bowl, even in person.
Yeah, bowling is always, like, the last resort you go to, and they're like, oh, what do you want to do? Do you want to go bowling?
Like,
okay.
But it's like, what are we doing with this show? I mean, I feel like you have to go in, and there has to be some type of thread line. It can't just be that Teresa's coming out, and Joe is going back in. And it's like,
Also, Jacqueline is moping at bowling. Like, she's just like, ugh, yeah. I mean, I don't have time for them in my life anymore. I'm like, yeah, they're not trying to be in your life. Don't worry.
All of them need to, like, be done with Teresa. All of them.
But does Rosie have a lot of money? Her girlfriend is so hot.
She looks good, yeah.
What does Rosie have? I was like, there's a backstory.
The thing about Kathy and Rosie for me now, it's like hitting me later in the season now, is like Teresa's now refusing to be around Jacqueline in filming. It's so obvious because she has to do all these scenes with Ashley or Chris, or Chris is always there as her support, but she has to film with Kathy and Rosie because she has to bounce ideas off of somebody. Like, it's not that Kathy and Rosie were trying to be on the show so much as, like, Jacqueline has no one to film with.
Well, no, Ziggy and Dolores are obsessed with her, and I do not... That scene on the deck.
The poop deck? That is... Ba-dum-ching.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. I mean, this is what I mean about production. Like,
when Ziggy and Dolores came over and Jacqueline was like, oh... We're having a little baby game for Ashley, you know, and they did the baby shower game where you melt chocolate and you put it into a diaper so it looks like poop. Hilarious. And then I'm like, what? Ashley's been pregnant for 3 months. And also, Ashley is not there.
Yeah.
Ashley was not to be seen. It was just Jacqueline being insane, holding a fake baby with various different diapers of poop. And just sitting there holding the baby. I was like,
is that a game? I've never been to it. I have no interest.
And she was the only one who did it. The other diapers, there are three diapers just sitting on the table that Dolores and Ziggy are just like looking at. And Jacqueline's just like rocking back and forth the fake baby. And then she's like, whoops, I didn't even clean its diaper. Look at what a mess it is. And I'm like, she's breaking.
I don't think this was her idea. I think production put them up to this to have something to do while they sit around and talk about Teresa for the umpteenth.
I think this is worse. I think this was all Jacqueline, actually, because you can tell when it's a setup, like, oh, we're going to have them do an activity. This was...
All these people...
Jacqueline is this sad.
Jacqueline is making a ton of money on this. People who produce these shows make a ton of money on this. And we've got another episode sitting in the backyard of the Loretta house. No locations. Nothing going on. They're not shopping. They're not traveling.
We have not had one, like, luxury scene this whole...
Zero.
We've had no, like... We watched this for wish fulfillment. Why are our lives the same as... why do we have equal amounts of glamour?
Remember the resale shop they went to last week with all the roof missing? I mean, this is what we have.
Oh, that tchotchke shop?
Yes.
Where we found out that Dolores' mom looks just like the woman who killed Selena in that shit in the movie. That was the... what shop have they gone to? Nothing.
My God, I'm just... figuring that out now.
Does she, guys, go back?
Go back. It's true.
Doppelganger. She could have played. What was her? Yolanda Salazar? Was that her name?
I don't remember.
I think that's the actual woman's name.
The actual killer. Oh, well. I'm just really frustrated because I could say that the show has potential, but I don't know if it does anymore. And there's so much they could be doing that they're not tapping into. And look, someone could say, well, they have a bad reputation. Maybe certain places don't want to record with them. Well, Rails can't get enough of them.
Right.
There's plenty
of space in Dolores' gym.
Yes. Open it up.
Okay, when she said there were 500 people in my gym last week, Dolores.
Dolores.
In
production's defense, this is a suburban located show. So there's not a whole bunch of exciting close by things to go do as a New York City
not
housewife.
An excuse.
But
no.
Not an excuse. Well, also, Dallas.
Go to a country club.
Also, this entire season is about them being family. So there's a lot of like homebody, mom, and family stuff going on.
Oh, they I love where you're coming from.
But when they have lunch, coffee, etc.
At sad diners.
We got to bump it up.
It makes the Seinfeld diner look fancy, like Michelin rated.
Send them to New York City every time. I mean, come on. It's not like Melissa's actually working. Come on.
Yeah. It's too much of the same. Now we're going to go jump over here to Envy. Then we're going to go to Jacqueline's house. Then Teresa's going to have for a whole episode in her house. And then we're going to go over here. And I mean, it was refreshing. I think that's why we like Siggy's house so much. Because it was like a new set.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a new house or something fresh.
She should be hosting a lot more stuff from this season at her house because it's beautiful.
I mean, let's not forget the glamorous book party in the basement. I mean, I'm just thinking back.
Hey, there was also the little kernel party, the popcorn release party. Hey, when's Regency Movie Theater going to start carrying Little Colonel?
Speaking of, I have some white cheddar flavor stuck in the back of my mouth.
Oh, that's nice.
Between my teeth.
I think Joe, we saw a very cute scene of Joe putting together a trampoline, which I actually just think is his way. At first I was like, his transformation into Joe Bellino is continuing even more with his controlling the wife. And I think this is secretly how he's going to try to get Melissa out of working, because it's just a matter of weeks before one of those kids breaks their arm on trampoline.
True story. I hope they have that netting
thing. And he didn't even put it together like that well. As you could see, he was just kind of like haphazardly like putting the tubes together, where even like the daughter came in, she's like, it's like this, and he's like, no, it's fine,
while encouraging his children to become murderers.
Well, I love that, like, it's just typical dad when he was saying, like, you know, you need to take care of each other, you need to take care of the siblings, you know, who are you gonna call if your husband's being mean to you, talking to the daughter,
and he's like, dead.
He's like, you dad? I could be dead. And Melissa's like, dead. You don't say that. And he goes, what? Nobody knows what's going to happen. I could be dead. Who are you going to call? Your brothers, because I could be dead.
It's such a dad thing, though.
Oh, totally.
It's such a dad thing. Yeah, I mean, and I like how the kids were going to, like, kill the guy who, like, went after their sister. Because to me, like, no one's
going to know.
I know,
it was very Godfather, Santino, Sonny Corleone. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. My dad used to always threaten coming to the door to meet our dates in high school with shotguns. And, gosh, what else? Like, saying, like, he'd kill any man that would ever hurt you. That kind of a stuff, you know. And my dad's owns guns, so that's why it's a little scary for me.
Oh, so it could really happen.
I mean, yeah.
Well, Joe leaves for prison, and, like you said, Melissa's there with the Envy hat with all the paparazzi, NBC4 at the end of the driveway.
That is the longest driveway I have ever seen.
It's a little much. And they cheapen it because they have that sign, like, beware of dog, like, on the fancy gate. Like, you know, people, you just ruin something nice.
Yeah,
well, like, what do you need to beware of?
Like, there's a bumper sticker on a really nice car.
Yeah.
And it's such a long driveway. Like,
I feel like there's no grass. Every time they do an exterior shot, it's just, like, all grit. They have grass on there.
I think it's because they were shooting over the winter a lot, and so maybe the grass was half dead.
Well, their whole front is all that circular driveway. So
driveway. Yeah, that house is an 80% driveway.
Yeah, when he did leave, there were like 50 cars in that driveway. Like, it fit a lot, because they had like a super wide, I think maybe it was like an over the house shot. And I remember being like, wow, it looks like a parking lot. Like everyone was on that compound at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's sad to see that the daughters are taking it so hard. Teresa just wanted to go to bed. She was so emotionally exhausted. I get it. And, yeah, I mean, it's sad all around. It sucks. But, I mean, like this, like Joe said, like, you paid your debt. Now I'm paying mine. Like here we go.
My biggest problem was that Joe, who is about to go to prison for 4 years, 41 months, that he is less upset and less emotional than Jacqueline is. Jacqueline, for no reason.
Yes.
Jacqueline, like, she is making it seem like Chris is going to prison, like she just got out of jail. She makes everything about her, how, I guess, next week Dolores is having a kitchen reveal party or some bullshit. And Jacqueline's like, I don't know, even know how I'm going to be in the same room with them. I guess I'm just not going to talk to them. Like, okay, not like that's a big loss, but... Mm-hmm. For what?
Yeah,
Do you not think that she has enough going on? Like, poor Teresa. And then she's like, then Jacqueline makes it, like, him going away to prison. She's like, I saw that he went away to prison today. And I just started, you know, crying. Those poor kids. And I'm just like, no, you do not care. You don't care. Because if you did care, you wouldn't have had the first dinner you invited her over to, you talking about how she's a criminal, where they actually had to leave your house and didn't even have an antipasto, didn't even get to bread. She literally ran out of your house. You wouldn't have attacked her in Vermont, and you wouldn't be doing, like...
Yeah, she says one thing and does another. Yeah.
I'm just like, you know what? I really felt for them. This is the only time I've seen somebody, like, some couple baby bird feed each other, that didn't gross me out. Because it was just like, I was like, oh, it's...
Oof, don't come at me with anything in your mouth.
Sweet. When Teresa fed him a strawberry through her mouth.
I know. Baby bird was all I could think.
But I'm not into that at all. But I will give a shout out to Chris LaRita because he is the MVP of this season. He hasn't left her side. He sat through all the bullshit. Man. He sat through everything. He's comforted her. He's given her advice. He wants to keep her happy. He wants to keep her with Siggy and Dolores. Like, that man is earning the money that is going to save their home.
Like, hearing him say during bowling, you know, Dolores spoke to me and blah, 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 and I didn't go. Because, you know what, she's right. If I would have walked into that party and somebody said something about my wife, and I was like, God, what a good guy. Like, yeah. I don't think he's faking it either.
No.
He's just been so broken. It's like, where is he going to go?
Yeah.
He can't.
He's got a heart of gold, Chris.
He really, he's one of the shining lights.
Heart of gold and a face of yuck.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know. What else can we say on this show? I mean, I want to give a shout out to him. I wanted to talk a little bit about production because I just think that they're failing us on the show with really coming up with, at least with gripping stories.
You know who's failing us on the show? The animal wrangler. You know how, like, if shows have an animal, they always have to have, like, at the, like, credits, like, some person, like, from an animal federation was there to see it, like, that none of the animals got harmed. There is a dog. I'm not sure. You guys may have thought it was a stuffed animal, because I did at first, because that's what it looks like. The end scene where Teresa's in the bed with all the daughters. And I was like, oh, there's a pink and blue, like, teddy bear. Then I realized, no, that is, in fact, a real dog.
That's so sad to me.
Oh, like, a realer dog than Jiggy, but, like, it just was
spray painted like a cupcake or something.
Yeah, it was like it had a zebra print in between the fuchsia pink. Like, it was like some weird. It's
the only reason I noticed it was the only thing that wasn't brown. It drew my eye. That's what my eye was drawn to. And then I was like, oh God, it's a living animal. Like,
well, why wasn't Gia there in the end scene?
Oh,
yeah, Gio is not.
I heard Teresa say something about, like, oh, and Gio will be home soon. I wonder if it was like a, I'm so sad today, I'm just going to go hang out with my friends and be sad thing. I mean, I wouldn't have let her leave the house.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she just didn't want to be on camera, and I couldn't blame her for that.
I couldn't either.
She seems to be the most independent of all of them.
I mean, she's...
Well, she's had to grow up, like, way faster than she should have. And, I mean, she just seems so disappointed and, like, had such resentment at her dad, understandably. Because, like, even in those cupcake scenes, I mean, it's hard to not be happy around a cupcake, but it's like, I understand where she's coming from.
I mean, God knows what she had to be responsible for while Teresa was away that whole year. Like, when cameras weren't rolling. Right. Like, who knows what really was going on in that house and what she had to be responsible for or see or hear, you know, so.
I've never given anyone parenting advice, but I really hope that all those kids are seeing a therapist individually.
Yeah.
I think anyone could use therapy. I'm a big believer in that. I should probably go myself. But I really think that they could use some stability and just some extra help, you know? I mean, why not? Especially Gia, and I think, you know, most people would agree with me on that, you know.
Well, with the mom being so dishonest and trying to hide things from them that are so plainly obvious to the kids, it's like, it's probably good to see a therapist.
I mean, everyone can use the help, but, you know, when you're in a alternative growing up like they are.
Yeah, they're just going to go to the therapist and be like, my mom was away for a year writing a book about prison. Well, she was in prison for a year. It just didn't make sense.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was at camp. Like,
she was at camp doing a undercover story about being.
Imagine that poor, adorable little one figuring this out at a certain age.
I know. She's the one that has Adriana. The most innocence in
her
eyes.
What's the one who doesn't look like it's their kid?
Gabriella. Yeah. That poor
she
Gabriella.
Seems very sweet, but she always looks like the kid who's the friend who's over for a sleepover.
Yeah.
Well, she knows she does not belong with that bunch. Yeah. She's going places. Mark my words. The day she turns 18, she's like. So I got an
she's
apartment.
She's pulling a Siggy and just like for 8 years, she's not going to come back.
I got myself an apartment. I got a car. I'll be getting myself to high school. But the day I graduate, I'll be gone. Bye.
Yep. I feel like she would be like an independent woman. Like Melania, they're all going to want like a man, you know, like a boy, have boyfriends. But this one, she's going to be like a businesswoman.
Oh, 100%.
God bless her. And we hope the best for all of them. But yeah, any final thoughts? Any thing you were reading in the press? Anything about the show?
God, something I read this week, and I can't even recall it at the moment. Ugh.
I will say that I got a tweet.
From Frankie?
No.
Oh.
from at JamesJordan54, he tweeted all of us, and he said, not going to lie, but this one was one of the most realist moments in reality TV history, and he sent three pictures of screen caps from the show. So people, you know, it's resonating with people. It was pretty, it was very real. You know, I agree with him. But I just feel like we were touching upon it earlier, like celebrate after. Like, I don't know, I think you could still do something, but it was a little bit too, like, you know, like, hey, you know, over the top for me. Like, I feel like, you know, you could have done something a little bit more quiet, but who am I to give advice? I don't know.
I recall what I read in the press. Yes. I can't remember the source, but they're claiming that production's going to have a big overhaul. If they keep the cast, we're going to have a big production overhaul for next season, in that the producers are too close to the cast members.
You can tell. That's what I'm saying.
And they're calling Teresa the queen. Like, her own producer calls her the queen. It's like, well, obviously she is at the top of the totem pole on this cast. But if you're supposed to be the documentarian, not her, like, mean girl clique member, you know, like.
And, I mean, to be real, you're the queen of the more lower rated failing franchise. I mean, you know what I mean?
She's a felon at this point. Like, let's stop celebrating it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all these. That's interesting that they're that close. I'm not surprised, because they've been working together for all these years, and I get it. But yeah, no, that's why I've been so rough on production, because I know the show can be something different, and I want to see it be something different before it goes the way of Miami. Anyway, I know I can't
bring Miami back.
At this point, why not? I mean, with the last season,
I thought Miami was really good. Maybe because I just have, like, a girl crush on Joanna Krupa.
I did a stop
extinction walk just because she was going to be there, and I, like, marched behind her.
I liked the original DC. So look who's talking.
Well, next week we have. Oh God,
I love Dallas.
Can't bring myself to.
Who are we to judge anyone? Look at our choices.
I know.
Look at, well, speaking of choices, next week's episode, where Jacqueline chooses to be, once again, the most annoying, passive-aggressive, melodramatic martyr, as she wears a namaste the fuck away from me tank top. Subtle and hilarious, Jacqueline.
I love that cynical.
I mean, girl wants to earn the paycheck. She wants this invitation back for next season. She's getting it.
It just shows on my nerves that she thinks that is so clever. That she's right. Like, and Teresa's into yoga. So this will really get her. Like,
next season, I don't want to see any of them back.
I think they either need a clean house and start over, or another city. Like,
I mean, you can keep Siggy for good time fun, but
you have
to balance that out.
Or give Teresa her own spinoff, because that's what it feels like this season has been.
I have called this Teresa of New Jersey for the last three seasons, and it is. And especially last season, because it was all leading up to that going in. It's all anyone could talk about.
It's not like the other franchises. And it's like, I get he just came out of jail, but like... Even when Paula was going off to prison, it was not this in Atlanta. Like, it felt like a real...
Phaedra, yeah.
It felt like a real season. Right. This has been a Teresa spinoff with just, like, you know, B-list characters coming in. I don't know. Frankie! Jesus! Like, Where is Frankie? What about Ladies' Night? When's Ladies' Night?
I have to say, for next week, I think they're trying to fake us out with Dolores being angry with Jacqueline, where she's like, what the F else can I do for you, Jacqueline? That's what I said, is kind of like what it looks like happens in the promo. I don't think that's at all what's happening. I think she's relaying a conversation between other people. You know, between Jacqueline and someone else. Yeah.
Why are these ladies getting stressed out about Jacqueline's relationship with the other women? There's no relationship to be stressed out about. I don't understand.
Right. And it has nothing to do with it.
There's no basis for it.
She's still friends with them, and it's not even like she's like, don't hang out with Teresa. Jacqueline's too busy cradling that fake baby with poop. Like, she's lost it. She is literally like.
This is, to me, producer prodding. Producers getting in the middle of thing, you know, trying to create storylines that aren't there. And it's obvious to us because we don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's like any reality show. You can tell when there's a lot of manipulation and. It looks that way to us. We don't really know, but we can guess just by observing here. Well, where can we keep up with you guys to talk more about the show?
You can find me on Instagram at Annabelle DeSisto, and my podcast is Adderall and Compliments, and the last episode was with Stassi, a Bravo lover that actually brings drama.
Thank God for Stassi and Kristen. And Vanderpump Rules is returning in November. So,
thank God.
Yeah, can't wait to do that show again and have some real drama in my life. You guys can find me on Twitter. It's also Snapchat and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecher. It's MeganStecher.
And you guys know by now that if you're interested, you can find my show, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, and Grant's Rants Hollywood Live, same show. It's on BidChat Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you for supporting. You can follow me on Twitter, Grants_Rants. Probably said that. Who knows? That'll do it for us, for the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.